Crop size and demand, how they relate. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield, Ag News for America. With corn ending stocks projected at just over 600 million bushels, demand rationing should be a big factor for the corn market. That's because with each progressive production estimate, the crop is shrinking. That's not the case, however, with projections for soybeans. Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities, talked to Brownfield's John Perkins about it.
Well, I think when you look at it, history, particularly in the corn, once the crop gets smaller, you know, which is the progress that we've been on, the tendency is to get lower all the way into the final report, which is January. So I think you're going to hear a lot of estimates that are going to be coming down under that 122 bushel per acre. You know, I think the feeling is that the soybean number is not that far off, but it could continue to grow, you know, maybe another half a bushel to a bushel an acre possibly. So, you know, what's happened in the soybeans, the acres were bigger than the trade thought, harvested acres up 1.1 million, and consequently the yield went up in a bigger supply.
Perkins asked Rose about whether the corn planted acreage has the tendency to remain the same after this particular report.
You know, I think it probably does, because if you look at it, it's kind of a survey number plus it's the FSA numbers, which we think are pretty solid. So, you know, we took the planted acres up 500,000. We took the harvested acres up 300,000. Usually it's the October report where we see the adjustments, and they usually do stick going into the final. So we think that's a pretty good number. We're pretty far along on harvest when these numbers were taken. So, you know, it's a number we're going to live with, and we're going to try to figure out the big issue on the corn is we're not really rationing the feed use yet. How are we going to do that as the crop sinks?
Rose says he's keeping a close watch on corn demand rationing.
When you look at it logically, we've rationed the exports very aggressively. We're at 30-year lows on the exports at $1.150 billion. We've rationed the ethanol down to levels that are acceptable. The feed is the one that we're having a hard time with, and typically how we do that is just higher prices, at least a high enough price long enough that the livestock sector either feeds more efficiently or cuts back on livestock. But, you know, it looks like poultry and hog numbers are going to be over a year ago, cattle under a year ago slightly. So, you know, it's going to be a tough job. I think the bottom line on the corn, what it really does is it puts in a floor to the market because we can't go a lot lower to ration. And it gives you probably a little upside potential. As long as we don't have weather problems in South America, maybe it's manageable to the upside.
And speaking of South America, Rose says he'll also continue to watch progress there. USDA currently estimates the 2012-2013 corn ending stocks at 619 million bushels, compared to 988 million at the end of the previous marketing year. I'm Tom Stever, Brownfield Ag News for America.